welcome to the program. My guests today are Mr. Curtis Bass, who is the co-owner and CFO of Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Gentlemen, it's an honor to have you here today.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
Honored to see you both. Let's jump right in. What is Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, Curtis?
Well, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute actually is a institution that we actually train, license, and teach individuals how to have hands-on experience in the barbering field. And they actually are licensed by the North Carolina Barbers Board of Examiners out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
And Shannon, why did you start this business?
Well, we started this business to create a platform that presents the four E's of success. Enroll, educate, encourage, and employ. And that's pretty much the basis and foundation of what we offer to our students.
What year did you start the business?
The business started in 2009.
In 2009, great.
Yes.
So let me understand, it's an institute that teaches people how to cut hair, and clients can come in and get their hair cut.
Correct.
Who's your ideal client?
Well, our ideal client would be everybody, if I could say that. We cater to all different types of ethnicities and so on. And also, we don't discriminate on gender. So we cater to male and female, as well as the children, all the way up to the senior citizens.
Right.
So we cater to everybody.
Beautiful. How do you stay current? So hairstyle seems to change for men and women over the years. How do you stay current?
Well, one thing that we also do is we make sure that we actually monitor the websites, monitor the trends. We communicate with our students that are coming in. They're very helpful with keeping us on the up-and-coming trends. Our instructors are actually encouraged to monitor the trends as well. So we actually work together as a team to make sure that we're on the current trends.
How many instructors do you have at one time in the school, in the institute?
We currently, at this point, have six instructors, myself and Mr. Long. Even though we're owners, we are licensed instructors with North Carolina Board of Barber Examiners, and we also have four other instructors on staff.
What do your instructors get after they finish your course? Can I say it's a course?
That's fine. Yes, ma'am.
What do they get when they finish?
Course. Well, once the instructor finishes the course, for one, they've been educated on how we do things, which we also call it the Beyond Measure way. And there is no other way except for the Beyond Measure way. And they're able to go to the State Board of Barber Examiners and test for their instructor license, which will allow them to come and teach in the state of North Carolina in any institution, but also is tailored to Beyond Measure.
Got it. So yes, ma'am. Is it only for the state of North Carolina are they certified to cut hair, or can they go outside of state with your certificate?
Well, the difference of what we were just speaking of is the instructors that are licensed to, they are employees licensed to teach in an institution. But the actual student gets a license to be a master barber in North Carolina. The instructor is another level of training, and we also offer that training as well. But the student will become a master barber. First, they have to become an apprentice for 1 year, and they have to work up under a master barber. After that 1 year, they go back to the state board, and they test again. We call it testing out. And once they complete that test, then they become a licensed master barber in the state of North Carolina. Now, to answer your other question is, they can take that license because North Carolina is one of the states that offer the most hours, require the most hours, 1,528 to be licensed.
Wow.
So they can go to other states, and all they will have to do is test out, because there's only one other state, and that is Illinois, that requires as many hours. So to get a license from my institution, in essence, would allow them to cross barriers from state to state.
Right. What sparked this company, this institute? What sparked it? You told us why you started it in 2009, did you say? But it sounds like one or both of you said, we ought to start an institute. What happened? How did you come up with this?
Well, I'll tell you, it all started in 1991 when I really started to cut on my own head.
You cut your own hair?
I cut my own hair when I was 11 years old.
Oh, my.
And I found out that I had a gift, although I did mess my own hair cut up. But I learned from that and saw that, you know, we need to go on. So through the years, I've been cutting hair. And, you know, I've opened up various businesses which caters to the grooming services. And actually, Curtis here became my client in my barbershop. And I pitched the vision to him. And he latched on, and we've been rolling ever since. And so we kind of came together and brought our ideas together and created this wonderful location, this entity, this brand, which now you know is called Beyond Measure Barbering Institute.
And you have a slogan, don't you?
Yes, that slogan is, there's no other way except the Beyond Measure way.
That's right, that's right.
Yes.
Who came up with the name?
Actually, one of our employees who runs our admissions and marketing, Mr. Maurice Bass, he pitched the slogan to us. Of course, being that Beyond Measure is going above and beyond, and you cannot measure the success if you apply yourself and not to set self-made limitations. So obviously, myself and Mr. Long thought it was a great idea. We came in and did a little tweaking to it, and something that stuck, because that's truly the essence of what Beyond Measure is about, not setting limits on what you can do. And success is yours if you're able to, if you're willing and able to apply yourself.
That is beautiful. What are your hours?
Well, our hours of operation, we're closed Sundays and Mondays for the institution as well as for the students and clients. And we open Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 7 o'clock p.m. And Saturdays we open back up from 8 to 12:30. So those are the hours from Tuesday through Saturday, where we cater to our clients, which is the public, as well as our students, which they come and learn through hands-on training.
Hands-on training.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Please give us your contact information.
Our website is beyondmeasurebarbering.com. You also can find us on Facebook up under Beyond Measure. Also, our phone number is 919-415-1437. Once again, our phone number is 919-415-1437. And you also can reach us on email at info@beyondmeasurebarbering.com. info@beyondmeasurebarbering.com.
Perfect. Gentlemen, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Okay?
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guests today are Mr. Curtis Bass, co-owner, CFO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Don't go away. There's more to hear. Stay with us. Thank you for staying with us. We are back. My guests today are Mr. Curtis Bass, who is the co-owner, CFO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Gentlemen, when we left off, you were telling us all the fantastic things you're doing with this wonderful business. Let's jump over into marketing. Curtis, please tell us, how do you market this business?
Well, we first of all, I just want to say that we have an awesome staff member that does our advertising and marketing. One of the ways that he does, one of the primary reasons, is the radio. We do radio ads, as well as movie theater ads, as well as newspapers, all forms of social media. Facebook is one of our major ones. Also, our staff. We have our awesome staff that that supports us, and they believe in the Beyond Measure way. But most of all is word of mouth, referrals, return clients, customer service, and professionalism is our number one aim and target to please the customer, to have a wonderful experience at Beyond Measure.
Got it. Now, I know you had to have some kind of challenges and struggles. Let me ask you, Shannon, what would you define as some of the challenges and struggles that Beyond Measure Barbering Institute has?
Well, I would say that one of our challenges and struggles is maybe student retention on enrolling students, keeping them engaged and involved in the spirit that we have at the Institute, in a sense of coming in, first and foremost, putting a smile on your face, speaking to yourself, to be in the right spirit, to create an environment so that we can learn. And we have a pretty good environment at the Barbering Institute. We like to strive and create a, so to speak, a spirit of cohesiveness.
Right.
That we all gel together, not just the students, not just the owners, but the owners, the staff, the students, and the clients. We all are one when we come in there. And being that we do provide hands-on training, we always tell our students to make sure that you encourage your client, because it's more than just a haircut service. You know, we're changing lives at the Institute. So from the parking lot all the way till they get back in their car, When they enter in, it's life-changing. When they come in, our great staff, we welcome the clients in. We train our students to also welcome the client in. Sometimes we go over the top, but I'd rather be over the top than not doing enough.
That's right.
So that's what we offer. Another challenge also is making sure that we bring the clients back. We want them to leave satisfied. So sometimes we will bring the client back in to sit in the barber chair to make sure that we continue to give them that excellent and wonderful service that we say that we offer. And I think the clients appreciate that, and they continue to come back. And we've got clients that's been coming since we opened the institution.
Wow.
Since the beginning.
That's
so it's
loyalty.
Been great.
They love it. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
And Sharon, I just want to speak on the diversity that we offer at Beyond Measure. All ethnicities, all races, the Mebane community has embraced us, and that's one of our goals as far as our students, our clients, both students, we male and female gender, as well as the clients. So we most definitely pride ourselves in being diverse.
Yes. Do people need to make an appointment to see you?
No, ma'am. Well, we take all walk-ins. So
all right.
From the time that we open to the time that we close, a client can walk in and request a service.
Yes.
Now, if they come in during closing hours, we have to make a decision.
A little rough.
But we ask that all of them come in. We don't even take appointments unless it's going to be a pretty strong service in the sense of permanent waving, relaxers. We do a lot of demos with our instructors. They actually use that client. If it's going to be a strong service to that nature, we use the client to do that in front of the students so that we can use it as a teaching moment.
Right.
And then if we do that, we also provide that service free to the client.
Got it. Well, free. Yes. Everybody's favorite price is free.
Free, yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Oh, my. Do you just do haircuts?
No, ma'am. We do all the way from haircuts to eyebrow arching, to hair coloring services, to men and women facials. We have a whole plethora of different services that we offer.
And this is for all races, all kinds of hair.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Love it. Thank you. Curtis, let me ask you, what do you see as the future for the Institute?
Well, that's a good question, because myself and Mr. Long are always looking to expand Beyond Measure. Currently, we've actually just opened up a Beyond Measure Information Center in Burlington, North Carolina. We actually are coming to the Chapel Hill, Carrboro area. We're looking to come here to put an institution, as well as the Briar Creek area in Durham, and also looking to reach out to Greensboro area.
Wow.
So we're looking to, our goal is to reach all the way across the state of North Carolina.
Thank you. Give us your contact information one more time, please.
BeyondMeasureBarbering.com. You also can find us on Facebook. Our phone number is 919-415-1437. Once again, our phone number is 919-415-1437. And you can reach us through email at info@BeyondMeasureBarbering.com. Once again, that's info@BeyondMeasureBarbering.com.
Perfect. Gentlemen, during the break, you told me so many of the things you do. Why don't you tell our audience what else you do at the Institute?
Well, at the Institute, it's so many different things that we could sit here and name. But first and foremost, we also, at the institution, we partner with local businesses as well. We do things such as provide, of course, free services to the community. We work closely with the Boys and Girls Club. We also work in accordance with Vocational Rehabilitation Centers of Orange County. There's another program called the JOCA program that is the Joint Orange Chatham Counties, and so on. So it's different entities that we work closely with,
uh-huh.
And that's just to name a few. Can you?
We also work with the local shelters. Here in Chapel Hill, we supply services for the men's shelter. We've been doing that for years. We started that over 5 years ago. We also do services in the Orange County correctional facilities, and we're looking at expand that across other correctional facilities to where these young men can also receive a service that makes them feel groomed as well, and that way we work with the correctional center, because that's a complication they have of being able to come in and have someone to provide these services. So with Mr. Long's experience in law enforcement, that's something that's close to his heart as well as mine. So we enjoy reaching back and giving back.
So when you talk about the correctional centers and the shelters, you and or your staff actually go to the correctional center or the shelter to cut the gentleman's hair?
Yes, ma'am. And let us also thank Sheriff Charles Blackwood for allowing us to come into the Orange County jail to provide this service. And it's a service that we take a few of our students from the Institute who are participating and pretty much have good attendance. So it's almost a perk. But we go down to the Orange County jail to provide a service pretty much about every 2 weeks. And it's to maintain the grooming services of the incarcerated. We want to make sure they look good as well. I know they have court and so on. They have families coming in.
Right.
And we also got to keep them going so that when they come out of the facility, that they're prepared for work and so on to come back into the community. And some of them we've been talking about is also talking about coming to the Barbering Institute. So
beautiful,
it's good.
Beautiful. Let's hear some more about it when we come back for our third segment. Gentlemen, let's take a break and come right back. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Curtis Bass, co-owner, CFO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And we are back. My guests today are Mr. Curtis Bass, co-owner, CFO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. Your staff. Curtis, you mentioned earlier some things about your staff. Tell us more about your magnificent staff.
Absolutely, Sharon. First of all, myself and Ms. Long want to acknowledge our staff. We have an awesome staff, and we understand without our staff, we would not be where we are today. We have a team that works diligently, put in whatever hours are necessary to make sure that Beyond Measure is successful, and we are honored and privileged to have them on our team, and we just wanted to thank them for all they do.
Wonderful, wonderful. And tell us about the foundation that's tied into all of this, please, Shannon.
Well, absolutely. Certainly, we started out, and our foundation is, first and foremost, God first. We wouldn't be here without Christ in our life, and we just want to say amen. Mm-hmm. Also, to say that, to piggyback on what Curtis said, our staff also is a part of the ministry. And, you know, we kind of work together. It's, a cohesive environment. And all that we do is consider ministry, whether it's at the school, or it's at the church, or it's in our other businesses. It's all ministry to change lives. And one thing that we do and we say is called, our motto is to sow, grow, and produce people for the kingdom. So that's a great thing. And we have, Curtis is also our outreach pastor at the church. And I'm also the senior pastor of the ministry. And, you know, we work great together. You know, we can separate business from ministry. Ministry from friendship,
yes.
And we can move on. That's something that we also instill in our staff members.
I love it.
Our name of the ministry also came out, which we started the ministry within the school.
Oh.
So we have Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and the church is Beyond Measure Ministries.
Oh.
And so, again, it's the Beyond Measure brand going throughout to change lives.
That is wonderful. Gentlemen, each of you tell me, what do you enjoy about what you're doing? Let's start with you, Curtis.
Well, one thing that I always tell my students, if you're doing something that you enjoy, you'll never work a day in your life.
True.
And I can say I have not worked since 2009. I enjoy everything about Beyond Measure. I enjoy being able to help others become successful, pouring into their life, and seeing the growth. An average student is enrolled from anywhere from 12 to 18 months. And to see the progression from the day they start to the day they graduate at our graduation ceremony, it is just awesome. I just enjoy the students and being able to pour into their lives.
Thank you. Shannon, how about you?
Well, he couldn't have said it any better, but it's really, again, all about changing lives, to see somebody come in one way, but to leave when they graduate with a different mindset to go on and be successful as men and women. And it's great to just to see that and to see the success for them to go on to be able to provide for the family. So it's not work.
Mm-hmm.
It's all ministry.
All ministry. Gentlemen, let's end with your contact information one last time.
Yes. Our website is beyondmeasurebarbering.com. Y'all can find us on Facebook at Beyond Measure. Also, our phone number is 919-415-1437. Once again, that number is 919-415-1437. And our email is info@beyondmeasurebarbering.com. info@beyondmeasurebarbering.com.
It's been an honor speaking with both of you, and I thank you so much for coming in and educating our audience as to the beautiful work you do. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Sharon. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you. Friends, you've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Mr. Curtis Bass, the co-owner, CFO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute, and Mr. Shannon Long, co-owner, CEO, Beyond Measure Barbering Institute. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.